Now, James Gravel.
Today it is not uncommon for a person to be taught that to become a Christian, he must ask Jesus to come into his heart so he can be saved from his sins. In fact, numerous religious groups use what is known as the sinner's prayer, which goes something like this: Lord, thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I open the door of my life and receive you as my Savior. Take control of my life and make me the kind of person you want me to be. The concept of praying for salvation, although widespread, is completely at odds with the Bible's instructions regarding what a person must do to be saved. Nowhere in the Bible does it teach that, to be saved, one should pray to ask Jesus to come into his heart. The salvation that Jesus offers is not conditioned upon prayer. Rather, it is conditioned on what the Bible calls the obedience of faith, Romans 1:5. An alien sinner can pray for salvation as long and as hard as he wants, but such prayer will never result in his salvation. God has stated in easy-to-understand language exactly what the alien sinner must do to be forgiven of his sins, and that cannot be accomplished through prayer, since the Scriptures repeatedly teach that God does not hear, that is, respond to, the prayer of an alien sinner. John 9:31, we know that God does not hear sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, he hears him, is just one such passage. And there are numerous others. So how does a person become a member of Christ's church? First, Romans 10:17 says the sinner must hear God's word. Second, John 3:16 tells that person that he must believe that Jesus is God's Son. Third, Luke 13:3 explains that an individual must repent of his sins. Fourth, Romans 10 verses 9 and 10 says that one must confess Christ as God's Son. Fifth, Acts 2:38 explains that a person must be baptized in water for the forgiveness of his sins. When a person does these things, he becomes a member of Christ's body, the church, Colossians 1 verse 18. Are you a member of Christ's church?